There are 435 patients in Ontario intensive care units with COVID-related critical illness, according to the latest update from the province, published February 11. Of the ICU patients, 279 are on ventilators because of COVID-19. The number of ICU patients and ventilated patients has decreased this week, down from 517 ICU patients and 312 ventilated patients reported February 4. Today's update also includes 50 deaths, which have all occurred in the last month. The province has reported more than 300 COVID-related deaths in February 2022. Limited testing has captured 2,907 new cases included in the latest report. New case counts are underestimated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,027,117 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,067,511 recoveries and 12,040 deaths. The February 11 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Cases 50 new deaths that occurred in the last month 3,697 recoveries since yesterday's report. Among the new cases confirmed today are 422 unvaccinated people, 135 partially vaccinated people, and 1,967 fully vaccinated people. 383 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average incidence rate for cases is 18.6 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 15 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 16.5 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Hospitalizations: 1,829 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those hospitalized and positive for COVID, about 54% were admitted because of COVID and 46% were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients are 379 unvaccinated, 87 partially vaccinated, and 979 fully vaccinated people. There are 435 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID-related illnesses, and 393 of them remain COVID positive. There are 279 COVID patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness. Among the patients in the ICU are 118 unvaccinated, 15 partially vaccinated, and 158 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 84% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated. About 11.8 million people, more than 6.7 million people in Ontario, have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 11% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing: provincial labs processed 20,936 tests yesterday, resulting in an 11.7% positivity rate. There are 7,594 tests still being processed. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 172 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 168 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 27 people in ICU with the virus, down from 28 yesterday, and 10 people on ventilators, down from 11 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 4,255 cases, 617 known active cases, and 21 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,211 cases, 212 known active cases, and 9 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,700 cases and 403 known active cases. There are 23 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 10,110 cases and 613 known active cases. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As of Wednesday, there were 54 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Temiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,098 cases, 62 known active cases, and 4 hospitalizations, with one person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 57% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,907 cases and 316 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 88% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,624 cases, 359 known active cases and 50 hospitalizations, including 10 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.